Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review, YG and Mozzie community service with a K.
Oh, dang. Shout out to the album cover.
Yeah. The album cover was dope. Yep, as soon as I went to go search for it on Apple Music and I saw it, I said, okay. And then they started off with Gangsta. Hold on. Let me tell you, I ain't doing y'all no bio. It's two people. We've done multiple YG projects, a couple of Mozzie projects. The only thing you need to know, they from the West Coast.
We did Mozzie?
Yeah, we did. Not in DE365, but we did it as an audio review last year.
Okay.
Yep. There was... Yeah, I couldn't even tell you the name of the project, but I'm pretty sure we did it.
Okay.
And look, and if we didn't do any Mozzie projects and you're a Mozzie fan, at mention us on Twitter for your recommendation of a Mozzie project. But yeah, when it started off with Gangsta Ken, I was like, okay, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything of where I thought you were going to go with it, but okay. And then it goes to Dangerous with G Herbo. And I was like, okay, this is more what I expected. This is you know, now that's Cali gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought I was gonna get. You know what I'm saying? So Gangster was okay, but Dangerous is like where they really got me. When I saw Young and May, I was like, I feel like Young and May is literally reaching at this point.
She coming back. She just dropped an album.
Did she?
Yeah, we talked about doing it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, Ken, man. We been doing too much shit. But
that beat was dope, though.
It was.
On MAD.
It was. And I skipped the track. Bumped into Oak Park. Again, that's what I expect. Especially because, to me, that feels like a Mozzie track. I love Mozzie. Mozzie's my guy. If I have, like, one under, or not underrated, but underground West Coast guy, I don't know if Mozzie's still underground like that. I know definitely he's not a household name, but he's my guy. Like if somebody says, hey, you know, who's somebody you know I may not have heard of from the West Coast that thought Mozzie?
Mm-hmm.
I only had second guess. Mozzie, that dude. And I don't know, he has like a unique ear for beats. Like his beats sound so different. You know what I'm saying? And this sounds like it feels like Mozzie picked it. He's like, nope, this is gonna be on this project. I liked it, Ken. I liked it overall. I like this project overall. How'd you feel about it?
I thought it was a good listen. I definitely fuck with that West Coast style, you know, a lot. But I also felt like that intro track to me was so good. Gangsta.
Really? You really liked it?
Yeah. You know, I just know the beat and shit like that. So, yeah, it wasn't what I expected. I was like, okay, so this is some different shit. And then they kind of got back in their, you know, in their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But
Dangerous, bumped into Oak Park.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think because I just, you know, it's fucking 50 beat. So, you know, like, you kind of like it, but maybe I liked it because of that. But no, I think I fuck with, like, the fact that it just kind of went back to the West Coast shit and just did the West Coast shit, you know, through and through.
Even Vibe With You with Ty Dolla Sign?
Oh, I think that might be a no, because I don't think I'll fuck with Ty Dolla. Like, Dangerous, Bumped in Old Part, Mad. Yes, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Vibe with you.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first mistake. there may not be any others. Let me see. But there were definitely, I think, a few misses on here for me. But for whatever reason, I really fucks with First 48.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. It felt like it's like a posse cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I like posse cuts, and that one just did it for me.
And it, again, like super West Coast too. And yep. I don't know all of these niggas.
I don't either.
Like, I don't know who Imazi is. I don't know Selly Rue. I don't know D3s. I don't know them. Or Deason? I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know.
D3 season? I don't know. But yeah, I fuck with First 48. How did you feel about Toot It Up with Tyga? You didn't like it?
Nah.
You know why I liked it? Because Tyga sounds good over West Coast shit. Because he's from the West. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just something about his tone that it just sounds good over West Coast stuff. And then this, to me, like, the beat sounded like a West version of Back That Ass Up.
Yeah, you know, the West love to try to do shit like that or do shit like that.
They do.
But yeah, I think that run, man, 5, 6, 7, it just kind of it didn't hit for me. But I think I felt like it started to end well with First 48.
Yeah, and Bite Down.
Damn. No.
Which one?
Bite Down.
What?
Nah.
See, okay. So this might be a me thing, because Bite Down feels like a Mozzie track. Again, that beat, that production, that's Mozzie. I fuck with that.
You know what? And even the last track, damn. So yeah, nah, there's
So you only like half of it. You like the top.
Yeah,
I think I do.
Yep. And I damn
like
first,
through, not
first,
even not even the half. Like, you just like 1 through 4.
Yeah. Yeah, First 48 brought it back, but it just didn't close well. I think Bite Down is tolerable, but compared to the ones that I really, really like on here.
Oh, yeah, it's second tier compared to
those. Yeah, and it just kind of hurt a little bit more for me than it probably did for you.
Yeah.
And others that like it and those songs.
Yeah, because Perfect Timing wasn't horrible, but I don't know, like, When I saw the title, I'm like, it makes me think of Nipsey song, Perfect Timing. And that's a classic, in my opinion. This.
I mean, it's definitely that Cali sound, that Cali vibe. I'll give it that. Blacks, we did Blacks. I think he's from out West.
He is. Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those that is just, it's a bit lackluster. It's not bad. Yeah. It's not a bad song, but it's just, it don't move me.
It probably sound better to niggas out on the West.
Maybe.
Out West. Yeah,
maybe.
You know, they probably listen to that type of stuff all the time.
But again, like I said earlier, I like it. I don't love it. I like it. It was a good listen. There are joints on here that I'm going to revisit, hands down. And it's interesting because it's like, the reason why I like certain things is the reason why you don't like certain things and vice versa. Because like you say, you like Gangsta because of the 50 beat, and that's why I didn't like it. And then, you know, I like the joint with Tyga, Toot It Up. And you don't like that joint with Tyga, you know. So it's very interesting, but I think we kind of come to the same conclusion, where it's a good project, not amazing, not bad, several misses, and you can't have that many misses when it's only 10 songs in less than 30 minutes.
Nah, when I saw the pairing YG and Mozzie, I was really interested. I was like, oh shit, okay, let's see what they do. And it was cool. It was cool. I would like a round two. I don't know if they've done a joint album.
I follow Mozzie, bro. Nah, he's never done nothing like this. Okay. So this is where I think, in my humble personal opinion, where I think they fucked up on this project. They try too hard to hit commercial songs.
Mm.
If they stay underground, hard, bumped and shit, then they can't be fucked with. Because if you replicate songs like Bumped in the Oak Park, Dangerous, if you replicate more of that on here, if you gave me 7 of those, you know, and then you gave me a Bite Down and a Perfect Timing and a Gangsta, then it's like, well, hold on now. we got to be talking about this shit like it's, you know, one of the best Cali joints to drop this year. But because the perfect timing, that feels like a radio swing. Toot It Up does too. But I think it's more back that ass up than just like a radio play. Like, I don't know. It has a little bit more gangsta gutter shit too, even though it's light and bright. And then vibe with you. What the, like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? But look, this joint is a little too short. We're not going to give you no favorites. But if you have favorites off of this project, hit us up on Twitter. Interact with us. If you never heard this project, let YG and Mozzie know that this is how you heard that project. Hit them up, at mention them on Twitter. You know, I know some of you guys have been at mentioning artists, man. I think that's super dope. Mm-hmm. Let them know that we exist. If they didn't know, they should know. But if they didn't, let them know. And I just want to say, again, thank you for the support. We're doing 1,000 downloads a day on this podcast. So that's a big compliment, big shout out to you guys. We appreciate the support. If you want to continue to support us monetarily, you could do so through Cash App and PayPal. I promise you, tomorrow we will have another review for you guys. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.